Well, hello there. Today I thought I'd put up a special treat just for you. This is actually something that I wrote on my Tumblr blog a few days ago, and today I thought I would present a dramatic reading of it. Alright, here we go. How to fix a feminist. Lesson 1. Change her reading habits. It's common knowledge that feminists enjoy reading. In fact, most feminists can't go a day without blathering on about the works of Friedan, Woolf, or Greer. A modern feminist without a book or a protest sign in her hands is a rare sight indeed. In truth, most feminists have no interest at all in the prescribed reading list of their gender studies courses. They simply desire to display their intellectual superiority to all those around them. It's their own misguided attempt at seeking positive attention from others. If you tell a feminist to abandon her reading materials, you are likely to be met with fierce resistance or even outright rejection. Instead, a thoughtful and persuasive man should take advantage of the feminist's habit by simply replacing the materials she reads over time. If your feminist is living with you, perhaps her books could slowly be replaced with something more palatable. Buy her subscriptions to several fashion magazines, then convince her that if she doesn't read them, she is neglecting your heartfelt gift to her. Over time, there will simply be no more room for textbooks when she has an entire stack of Cosmopolitan to read. Another idea is to challenge her intellect. Make little bets and wagers, dare her to read an entire cookbook, and then offer to reward her for every recipe she can cook without needing to cheat by checking the page. We all know feminists love nothing more than to prove just how smart they are, so before too long, she will have the entire cookbook memorized, and you will be well on your way to turning her into proper housewife material. After all, a happy home begins in the kitchen.